The FT.
Well, if you think that getting fast-track authority from Congress to negotiate trade agreements is hard, just wait for the deal that it's designed to pass. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, between the US, Japan, and 10 other economies in Asia and Latin America has run into a barrage of criticism. Some of it is probably justified, some of it is not. The problem is that we don't really know. The governments involved, and particularly the US, have gone to extraordinary lengths to keep the negotiating text secret. Even senators and congressmen are only allowed to look at them in a secure location without taking away notes. Most of the Washington trade establishment seems to think this secrecy is justifiable, an attitude I find baffling. Here are various arguments I've heard against publishing the negotiating texts and why I think they're mistaken. First, you shouldn't show your hand in a negotiation with other countries. Well, this would be a valid objection to publishing individual countries' internal negotiating strategies in great detail, but not to releasing the draft negotiating texts already shared between the different governments. There are no secrets from each other in there. Check out the detailed statements of each country's current stance in the intellectual property rights chapter obtained by WikiLeaks. It's the public that is being kept in the dark. Who or what has been harmed by that text being leaked to WikiLeaks? Have the intellectual property talks collapsed because it was published? No. Second argument. You don't let the public into other negotiations, for example, the nuclear deal with Iran. This is not at all analogous. Nuclear weapons negotiations involve national security secrets about technology and deployment that can never be revealed, lest terrorists and rogue states get hold of them. Senator Barbara Boxer put it well, the TPP is a matter of commerce, not national security. Neither North Korea nor ISIS is going to try to undermine the US by setting up a patent regime for pharmaceuticals copied and pasted from the TPP. Third argument, interim texts aren't published for other important negotiations. Yes, they are. The draft text for this year's climate change conference in Paris has already been published, and I submit that the future of the planet is more important than the US getting a 0.4% increment to GDP after 10 years, which is what the TPP is likely to produce. The Doha round of multilateral development talks also published its texts. Now, Doha had a whole raft of problems and collapsed, but I never heard anyone claim that excessive transparency was one of them. And the European Union has published its draft text in the EU-US Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership negotiations. Fourth argument, don't worry, we'll see the agreed text at the end. Problem here is that by then it will be too late to amend it. The fast-track negotiating authority which President Barack Obama is trying to get from lawmakers, also known as trade promotion authority, permits only an up or down vote in Congress on deals that the President brings for ratification. Resistance to trade promotion authority is clearly linked to the secrecy of the trade deals that it will be used to pass. And finally, publishing texts is not necessary because there won't be any big surprises in the final texts, to which the answer is, so, release them now. More generally, trade agreements aren't just a technical exercise or even a straightforward pursuit of national interest. They address issues on which domestic constituencies are often sharply divided. Secrecy retards discussion and undermines the legitimacy of the final outcome. An example. In 2011-2012, there was a vigorous public debate in the US about the Stop Online Piracy Act and the Protect IP Act, both aimed at clamping down on copyright violations and counterfeiting. The content industry, Hollywood and the music industry, were ranged against the internet platform lobby, Facebook, YouTube, Wikipedia and so on. A bunch of campaigners and pressure groups chimed in, the White House added its views and the bills were stopped. The whole process took a little over 8 months. One side might not have liked the outcome, but they can't complain they didn't have their say. By contrast, around the same time, there was a not dissimilar argument about the US's negotiating position on copyright in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, conducted behind closed doors. It dragged on literally for years, while the United States Trade Representative, America's top trade official, flailed about trying to get a coherent position, and academics and campaign groups were cut out of the conversation. It may be annoying to have gales of populist rhetoric swirling around a highly technical debate, but hey, that's democracy. Ultimately, this kind of control freakery is self-defeating. TPP might pass, and it might not. But given how it's been managed, it doesn't really deserve to. If it does get passed, a deal forced through under this kind of hide-the-ball secrecy will make a nice bogeyman for all the perceived ills of globalisation in the future.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.